Not really, to be honest. Yeah, every ball to Stuart, feel like you're in the game. You know, he does hit a couple of them clean, but it still feels like we've got enough catches out there. So a couple of them only just missed our fielders. Smithy driving that, and us bowlers are all happy to follow along. It's plan that's, I guess, worked all summer. And again, they got a few runs, but I still think we got a few wickets there at the end, and the pitch was pretty flat and the ball was starting to get a little bit soft, so I didn't feel like we were going to get too many genuine nicks.
Hi everyone, and welcome to Cricket Unfiltered. This is the SCG Day 2 wrap, and we've got an old friend of the podcast who's been on twice before, the chief cricket writer for The Sun in the UK, and I've got him on today to see how he's holding up at the end of a long tour. John Etheridge, welcome back to the show. How are you feeling after England have lost the Ashes?
Surviving. I mean, disappointed with the result. I think, 3-0 has not flattered England, really. I think, in all the games they've been in contention, they've been in positions where they could have perhaps, almost taken control of the game. But in those key moments, Australia have been strong, they've been the better side when it really mattered. And, after a couple of days of perhaps being quite close, the gap has emerged between the two teams, and that would explain why Australia are currently 3-0 up in the series.
Now, I just played a clip of Pat Cummins talking about the bouncer barrage that they bowled this morning at England's tail. Now, look, I don't have an ethical problem with it at this level with the protection, but I thought tactically Australia got that wrong. They seemed to leak a lot of runs towards the end there and give England probably 50 more runs than they probably should have got.
Yeah, I mean, today, the England tail, certainly on paper, in this match, looks their weakest of the series. There's no Chris Wokes batting at number 8. Mason Crane's come in for his debut. Tom Curran's not the best batsman. But, a couple of them got 30. Stuart Broad hit a couple of sixes, didn't he? He's a sweet timer of the ball. And they've absolutely bombed Stuart Broad. He's barely had a good length ball in the entire series, but he's got to grips with it quite well. He made 50, of course, in Melbourne when the pitch was a little bit slower. And 30-odd again here. Tom Curran chipped in with 30. So actually, for once, the England tail sort of wagged quite a bit. And those extra runs in the context of the game could be quite useful. But certainly, at the end of day two, the Aussies are very much in control of the match. But, if England can get some wickets on day three early, then you never know. They might be able to perhaps even, get a first innings lead.
Yeah, and I guess the big thing today was Mason Crane making his test debut. He bowled. I thought, for a leggy, you always expect some loose stuff. But, he landed a few there, but he does look like he needs, a little bit more experience.
Yeah, I mean, he's hardly played for Hampshire, really. I mean, back home in the English summer, when it's a bit overcast or the pitch is looking a bit green, he doesn't get a game for Hampshire, and yet he's playing for England in an Ashes test. So, he needs time, he needs overs, he needs experience, really. And I mean, he's 20 years old. It's incredibly young for a batsman or any sort of cricketer, but for a leg spinner, where they tend to mature a bit later in life. I mean, it's incredibly young. I mean, I heard Shane Warne talking earlier today that at the age of 20 he was playing fourth grade cricket in Melbourne. I think in a few years' time, he'll improve. And he did okay. And I think one thing you can say about him, he's not short of confidence. He's a confident guy. And I think you need that as a leg spinner, because you are going to get hit for six. You are going to get smashed around from time to time. And you can't afford to be fazed by that. So I think, temperament and confidence in a wrist spinner is particularly important. And Mason Crane does appear to have those qualities.
Well, hopefully we'll see him again in 4 years. Well, John, thanks for coming on the podcast while you've been touring Australia. We've really appreciated your input. And I hope you enjoy the trip home.
Thanks, Andrew. Yeah, and I might even be back in 4 years' time. You never know.
Cheers.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
All right, welcome to part two of the Daily Wrap. We just got the English perspective from John Etheridge. I'm here now with Ben Horne, a chief cricket writer for News Corp. Let me just update the score at the end of the second day of the best test of the year. England were dismissed for 346. Australia are 2 for 193 in reply. Usman Khawaja on the verge of a potential career-saving century. 91 not out. Is that your headline tomorrow, Ben? And Smith, 44 not out. Well, look, I think Australia are on top, Ben. But let's go back to the beginning of the day. I think Australia got their tactics wrong with their bouncer barrage and probably gave England 50 extra runs.
Yeah, I agree. I think that was part of the problem. The other was dropping two absolute sitters. You don't see catches like that put down very often. It's been a bit of a patchy summer from Australia in the field. It hasn't really mattered that much, but today, as you say, it contributed to costing them probably over 50 runs, I'd say. Yeah, 350, 346 England's total. Australia would have liked their chances of keeping that just under 300, I reckon, if they'd played well this morning. But then the way that, you know, that Khawaja, Warner and Smith have batted, they've probably made up for it. So they're in a very strong position. But yeah, I agree. I think that bowling short at the tail worked particularly well in the first three test matches. But in Melbourne, we saw Stuart Broad adopt that tactic of hitting out. And he continued that today. And, you know, at some point, probably Australia should have changed their tact.
Just if you know where the ball's coming all the time, it's easy to play. I think Australia have lost that element of surprise when they bowl a bouncer to Broad. I mean, he would be surprised now when he gets a ball pitched up. So I don't think that's an ideal scenario. Look, you had a great point about Australia's fielding. You wrote that it's a Jekyll and Hyde fielding effort. And I think Steve Smith is probably the chief culprit. I mean, he's dropped a lot of catches this summer. Can you put any reason to dropping catches? Is it his, you know, concentrating on tactics and he's so much energy goes into his batting that he's just not quite there in the field?
Yeah, I guess that's a fair explanation. I mean, I think that the catch that he dropped on day one here was almost so difficult that it was hard to put it down as a chance. I think the ones he dropped in Melbourne were far more catchable, if you like. Yeah, so I didn't really think that the one in the first innings was that bad. I thought that would have, you know, it was basically past him before he'd got his hand to it. It flicked off Payne's pad. But look, he took an absolute blinder today. So yeah, it has been a subpar fielding performance from Smith based on how high he sets the bar. But today he showed what he's capable of. That was a stunning catch. He hasn't dropped a sitter yet, which is what we saw Pat Cummins and Josh Hazlewood do. They were, you know, you'd be seeing them caught at most park grounds around the country, especially Cummins one. But you know, in the end, I suppose Australia got out of jail, and bowling the other team, bowling England out for 346 was you know, that's a below par score for this pitch.
Yeah, so it's a good track. Australia start the day tomorrow with two batsmen not out at the crease. Usman Khawaja, 91 not out. Crucial innings, but Cameron Bancroft, someone with a lot of pressure going into this test, couldn't have wanted a worse start. Bowled for a duck, second ball from Stuart Broad. Where do you see his career now?
Well, he does have one more chance, you would expect, if this match goes the distance to bat here. So that's important. You can't write players off mid-match, or it's very dangerous to do so anyway. But I think it's...
I like to live on the edge.
I think it's safe to say he could be on his last chance. I mean, I didn't really believe that fully coming into this match, but the manner in which he got out today, he's in big trouble because, you know, five test matches for a young opener isn't a lot. I mean, you could argue that he deserves more time, but when there appears to be significant technical issues with his game, that's when it becomes a real problem. So selectors, you know, Cameron Bancroft can make it an easy decision and come out and make a big statement in the second innings. But if he doesn't do that, there's a huge decision for selectors.
Right, so David Warner was out for 56 today. It's such a shame the SCG crowd were robbed of seeing him light up the afternoon. But I guess Steve Smith, he brought up 6,000 runs today. He's on the verge of scoring his fourth century of the summer. Have you got anything else to add about Steve Smith, or have you run out of words?
Pretty much run out, but tomorrow he could add another chapter. Just has the feeling of a really big day in Australian cricket. I think, you know, a lot of records come and go. It's easy to get confused by all the different milestones that sort of come up in cricket, but there's something that stands out about Bradman's record for most centuries in an Ashes series. I mean, it's the definition of just self-dominance, isn't it? And that's what we've seen from Smith this summer. And if he can post 100 in this innings and go to four centuries for the summer, I think that'll be one of the more special achievements that we've seen in Australian cricket for quite a few years.
Yeah, I agree with you. So big day tomorrow. You would expect Australia will be seeking to get a big lead in front of England. They're about 150 behind at the moment. It would take something special tomorrow morning for England to claw their way back into the game.
Yeah, I can't really see it. I mean, I suppose, you know, Australia did lose 7 for 60 or 80-odd in Melbourne to collapse. It's possible, but you know, there's just a feeling that Australia's in for a big title here. So, you know, they should go 450 plus.
Well, hopefully a big day of Aussie batting for at the day three, which is the traditional pink day at the SCG test. Thanks for downloading this update. And we'll leave you with Mason Crane talking about his first test innings as a batsman.
It was awesome, yeah. You know, I love batting. I wish I was better at it, but it was awesome. I enjoy my batting, and I try and enjoy it. And walking out there was great, you know, in front of a pretty much a packed house, and you know, facing some guys who are very good bowlers. You know, we all know that. So I enjoyed all seven balls.